Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and today we are finalising our month talking about civil and business disputes by talking about the best ways to use lawyers when you have a dispute. Now, when I re-looked at this topic for a podcast, I thought to myself, well, you just got to use them the whole time, right? Like, it totally makes sense. You really do. I want to say that the gold standard is that if you have a dispute, you should contact a lawyer straight away. The reason that I advocate for early intervention and to get a lawyer involved, even if the other side doesn't know that you have a lawyer involved, so you just have one in the background, is to get a good understanding of the underlying legal position. Okay. And then once you have that understanding, not conceding that point. I have a lot of people that come to me months after a dispute has started, when they've already filed a claim in, you know, whatever level of court, and they're not getting any traction and they just don't know what to do. And when that happens, what I find is that they have a misunderstanding of the law or misapplied it, and they've then lost a bit of bargaining position. So my view is to get lawyers involved straight away and get them involved early. If you are still in the dispute resolution phase, there might be a dispute resolution regime in your contract. The best way I think you can use a lawyer is for that initial advice. Show them the contract, get an advice or a view on the underlying law and your position and what steps you need to take. If you're just thinking about that first portion of the dispute resolution regime, that is a good way to engage a lawyer and not make it too expensive. You can kind of take that and run with it, because a lot of what happens in the early days of dispute resolution is on a without prejudice basis, meaning it can't be used against you later. So if you were looking to kind of use lawyers in the best possible way at that point, it would really be around strategy, getting an understanding of the law, getting an understanding of the regime. If court proceedings have started, or so you're a defendant, or you want to start them, I do strongly recommend that you engage a solicitor to help you with this part. Court process and procedure is very complex. It's very lengthy. There are a lot of rules, particularly once you get into, I mean, the magistrates, yes, but particularly in the districts and Supreme Court, you are in front of judges that have been doing this for a long time, and there are skilled advocates in these courts. So my view is you do need to get a lawyer straight away. The lawyer that you are using, and maybe it could be me in the future, so let's just say what, you know, what I would do from my perspective, because I have had many clients, in fact, most clients come to me and say, look, I've got myself into this pickle. What do I do? Okay. How can you help me? And I can do everything that is required of you in terms of court process and procedures. But if you're thinking about the best way to be utilizing your lawyers once they're engaged, it's really to keep them focused on the steps that are really required to be done, okay? You don't want to waste your time with your lawyer doing a lot of paper shuffling, I would say. So when a claim is started, really important to help me, you know, gather all the documents, making sure that you have a clear understanding of who could give evidence and their details, so it's easy for the solicitor. You should also be making sure that your solicitor is giving you up-to-date and not constant estimates, but estimates on a regular basis to keep you up to date with what is happening and also the costs of doing so. You should really be following your lawyer's lead in terms of responding to your opponent in the dispute. 9 times out of 10, we've dealt with these kinds of attitude or the same kind of correspondence. So really be led by your lawyer in that way. But what you can do and make the best use of your lawyers is really making sure that they have everything they need to have a full understanding. It doesn't help us if you keep stuff from us or if you think we want to hear certain things. It's really hard in those circumstances. So you really need to be utilizing lawyers and me in particular if you have a court proceeding that has started or you want to commence one. In my view, there really is not a huge way to get around it. There are community legal centers. There are services such as the Self-Represented Litigants Clinic once you hit the Supreme Court. But really, if you're in a dispute, you really need to get a lawyer for 2 reasons. The first reason is you need to, you know, if you're defending it, have a good defense. And if you're starting a claim, you need to see whether you can be successful because there could be cost orders made against you. Whilst the court is very lenient to self-represented litigants, they do have their limits. And at the end of the day, you will be railroaded by someone else's solicitor. It's just going to happen. You know, we're trained for this. The expense of litigation really comes from the court processes and procedures. There's not an easy way to get around them. And your opponent can really try to put stress and pressure on you in relation to those steps, which is why you should be constantly using your lawyer to ascertain whether a settlement is an available option. Settlement should always be on your mind when you're in any dispute. What are you willing to compromise for? And that is what I always say to my clients extremely early on in a matter. What could you compromise on? Start thinking about what you will compromise on. And the reason being is that, let's just say, just by way of example, there's a claim for $50,000 against you. And you say to me, Lydia, there is no way I'm paying these people a cent. I haven't done anything wrong whatsoever. Let's say we go down the track and you're starting to spend money and we get to a mediation. And at the mediation, they're willing to compromise for $20,000. Now, $20,000, oh, and let's say you just have a little bit of liability. Okay, your case isn't great. There are some ups and downs, but neither is their case. But the offer is $20,000. Now, at that stage, you might say to me, really, Lydia, $20,000? You've got to be joking. But we have to forward think, what is the cost of taking this matter to trial? What is the cost if you lose? Okay, what is the cost on your time and your stress and your family if we keep pursuing that? So that's why I always encourage people to think of a compromise early on. That is not to say that I'm scared of a fight. Hell no. I've been doing this for such a long time. You can ask any member of my family. I'm definitely not scared of a fight. I'm definitely not scared of a fight in business. But there are just commercial realities. You know, I always say to my clients, I could spend half an hour talking to you just about the injustice of the court system in my view. But that's just the reality of it. So I think what you could utilize your lawyer really well in that scenario, thinking about a settlement, is what that could look like, what it could include, some really out of the box ideas to help this matter settle. Because at the end of the day, it is in the benefit of everyone if things are resolved in a really cost effective manner. So I think that podcast maybe took a different track than we all thought originally, but I think I've given you an overview about the expectations of your lawyers when you're in a dispute and what you can use lawyers for and what you really should be leaning on them for. So if you had any questions around this, or if you have started a dispute or in a dispute and you just think, oh my God, this is just like too much for me, hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. Or you can email me, Lydia, L-I-D-I-A, @vicarlaw.com.au. I'd be thrilled to talk to you about this. I love disputes and am also sad to wrap up March of our first civil and business disputes month. devastating. But April is around the corner, which is crazy to say. And in April, we're going to talk about, you know, we're back to succession law and we're going to talk about probate and estate administration and that process. And in very, very, very exciting news, I'm going to have my first guest. So I'm going to keep that under wraps for now, but I am going to have my first guest on the podcast to talk about administering an estate. So I'm really excited about that. So thank you so much for listening today. I am thrilled that you have. Please share, like, follow, whatever you need to do to get my podcast out there. And otherwise, I will speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.